95.7 The Hog, Daytona's Rock Station. Morning Hog Happy Hour. Oh, you know what that means, Steve?
What's that?
That means Josh from SR Parade is right here for a new installment. Woo! On the Morning Hog Brew Review, St. Patty's Day style. Woo! Hey, buddy.
Hi. What's up?
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Or St. Patty's Day, whatever.
Is it Patty with a D or with a T?
Well, double T.
Yeah. Later today, I believe, on Beach Street, it'll be St. Patty with two Ds. That's important to know. Yeah. I've seen the poster, so I know what's up. But before we get there, we got to we just have to refamiliarize ourselves with the Irish beverages that make all the St. Patty's Day celebrations better, don't they?
Yeah, I mean, we don't even have a choice, right?
Yeah,
basically.
Today is St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah.
We're about to hit Beach Street here in a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to start off with one of the beers that will definitely be there today, and that is Smittix.
Smittix!
Not Smith Wicks.
You sure? Are you sure it's not Smith Wicks?
Yeah, I might fight you over that one.
I mean, Steve read it off air, and he was like, oh, good, Josh brought some Smith Wicks. And then we did have a little tussle.
There
was
I went into a very aggressive stance.
Yeah.
But we brushed each other off, and we're good to go now. I'm good.
Yeah. By the way, we need to sweep the floor, too.
Because I swept the leg.
Yeah, you took him right out.
Exactly.
Malty,
sweet. So this is a red ale, right?
Okay.
Been around forever. It is imported from Ireland.
I mean, I feel like I'm in Ireland.
I dig that.
And I've never been there, but I feel like I'm there.
It's one of my favorite beers.
Have you been to Ireland?
I have not.
Okay. Steve, Ireland? You've been to Germany?
No, sir.
Okay. All right. Wow.
No, sir. No, Ireland.
I mean, this is why the three of us need to alter our state so we can feel like we're there. This is perfect.
I do have some Irish blood in me. Does that help?
Yeah, of course it does. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why my hair is gray.
Me too.
Beard
me too.
Is gray.
My
36.
Yeah, but at least you have hair that goes gray.
I think you did that just for respect.
I don't have any.
This is so good. God, it's just I forget about the joy of obviously it's an important part of your industry.
Absolutely.
St. Patrick's
it's
Day.
It's nice and smooth, too.
St. Patrick's Day has, I don't know if you want to say evolved or devolved into a drinking holiday, right? That's just the way. But it's not just in America, from what I understand.
Right.
Over there, there's a big party. Maybe not as intense.
Right.
But, it's just a drinking holiday, and these are the beers to do it with.
Not as much debauchery. Or maybe the more debauchery, just based on the fact maybe. That it's tradition. So, but this beer's not, I mean, this is not a high octane thing. You can go deep with this, right?
Yeah. So it's only 4.5% alcohol. Ooh,
shoot.
It's one of those beers I feel like gets forgotten about during the holidays, this holiday, just because Guinness is such at the forefront.
Right.
But if you don't want something, such a dark beer, this still has that maltiness, that kind of caramel flavor to it.
Yes.
Not very bitter. You get a little tiny hint of some hops in there, but not much. It's kind of a malt bomb at the end of the day.
It's flavor. Mm-hmm. It's got a lot of flavor. That's what
I like that.
Need.
Malt bomb.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
It's good.
Can we trademarked.
Give it to him.
Band name.
Wow. Like that. Write it down.
We are the malt bombs.
Yeah, really. Are they playing on Beach Street today? Hold out. We'll tell you in a minute.
We're getting ready to blow up, though.
All right. Guess what's next?
What?
I recognize it. I know it.
We have the classic.
Oh, yeah. Right?
Guinness Draft. And again, we just argued over Smith Wicks versus Smittix. Now we're going to argue again over draft and drought, because that's the way it's spelled on the can.
It is spelled like drought. Now, I was always confused and misled. I don't understand that. What gives? Why do they spell it like that?
You have the English major over here. Yeah. I
why is that draft?
I don't know.
Why is it not drought?
Oh! Look out! Did somebody say, widget up in here?
I'm so proud of you. You remembered what it's called.
I remember. It's a widget inside there.
I'm going to give that a second and kind of settle.
Yeah.
So Guinness Draft pub cans. They have something inside of it called a widget.
Yeah.
So these cans have some nitrogen in it. And when you open it, it forces that nitrogen through the widget, creates the bubbles that Guinness is kind of known for.
Yeah.
That very smooth and creamy. That's the reason it is smooth and creamy. It's because of that nitrogen.
Yeah.
And then when you pour it in your glass.
Yeah.
You should get some nice, what they call cascading.
You can get ahead on any beer just by pouring it wrong or pouring it in general, right? But in this case, it's important to the pour to have a little bit of that foam up top.
I think it's one of the most important things about Guinness is if you go to McKay's, for example,
right?
They don't just pour you a pint. It takes a second.
Right.
Because they are properly pouring that Guinness. There are courses.
Yeah.
And certifications on Guinness pours.
Right.
And it's because it is poured a certain way to make sure that you get that cascading, the proper amount of head on it. And that's what gives Guinness's signature flavor is that that creaminess.
Right.
The nitrogen.
Now, when I pour one of those cans for myself at home, mm-hmm. I do, or I don't know where I saw it or heard it, but I literally tip the can completely upside down. And just let it all dump out too. Into my pint glass.
Yeah.
Perfect. I love that.
With a pub can, it's not as technical.
Right. Okay.
But when it comes to the draft, it's a several pour event.
Now, when you're pouring that 16-ounce can into a...
I think this is actually 14.9.
Or 14.9. Mm-hmm. When you're pouring it into a 16-ounce pint glass, what happens?
You're going to get a 16-ounce glass because of that head on it.
Right. You're going to get top shelf.
Yep.
It's going to have a hat.
Yeah.
Like a little Irish hat.
Of course.
A foam.
And we've discussed this a million times over, but just anybody that doesn't regularly listen, you know, Guinness is not a heavy beer.
No, it's not. It looks like it.
It looks like a heavy beer, right? That super dark color is very
misleading.
Misleading. There you go. I find it to be one of the thinner beers out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Easier drinking. It actually has a lot lower calories than you would think.
Yeah.
Actually, under a lot of other beers out there.
I could use
that. It actually
that.
Has lower carbs as well.
Yeah.
And a lower ABV. Slam these all day, and you'd probably be less bloated off this than you would your typical domestic beer.
Speaking my language right there.
All right.
You know? I mean, you don't have to worry about the bloat, Steve. Think about that. Steve likes the corned beef and cabbage.
I do.
There you go.
I freaking love that.
Speaking of McKay's, you can get that over at McKay's.
Yep. Lord.
Now, we're going to tell you where we're going to be coming up so you can join this party. We're going to take this Morning Hog happy hour into a happier hour this afternoon.
That's right.
As Beach Street will be just lit by the time we get there. And that detail and more coming up on the Morning Hog Brew Review. Josh Messar-Perrott is right here on 95.7 The Hog on St. Paddy's Day.